This episode is being brought to you by the Speak English with Tiffany Academy. If you are tired of trying to figure out what to study, if you want to get a better job but your English is holding you back, or if you feel stuck at the same English level and you don't know what to do, then the Academy is for you. When you join the Academy, you will get access to a 365-day English lesson plan created specifically for intermediate and advanced English learners. These 365 days of English lessons will cover English vocabulary, American culture, listening skills, fluency, idioms, expressions, and so much more. You will also be able to join a private community where you can practice what you learn with English learners from all around the world. So join today by going to www.speakenglishwithtiffanyacademy.com. Welcome to the Speak English with Tiffany podcast, a podcast especially created for intermediate and advanced English learners. In this podcast, you will hear natural English conversations, learn specific English tips and tricks, and also get to know many different ESL teachers. This podcast will take your English ability to the next level and help you to be more confident and more fluent when you speak in English. Are you ready? Well then, let's jump right in. Hey everyone, this is Teacher Tiffany, and I want to thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Speak English with Tiffany podcast. Now, in today's episode, you are going to hear a conversation between Julie and I where we talk all about environmental problems. Now, you are going to learn how to speak fluently about this topic, and I know that you are going to enjoy this episode. Now, before we jump into the episode, I want to remind you about the Weekly English Words membership. That's right, weeklyenglishwords.com. You see, each podcast episode includes tons of new vocabulary words, expressions, and idioms that are used by native English speakers. But you know, as an English learner, it's hard for you to know the correct meanings and how to use the words, expressions, and idioms properly. That's exactly why the Weekly English Words membership was created. As a member, after each podcast episode, you will find an entire section that includes video explanations for more than 25 words and expressions that were used during the episode. As a member, you will also be able to download a PDF that includes the definitions. When I say you won't find this anywhere else on the internet, trust me, I'm not lying. This is something you need if you want to truly speak English fluently and sound like a native English speaker. So again, you can go to www.weeklyenglishwords.com and start learning more today. Remember, the words and expressions will be heard in this episode, and you can learn more about them by going to weeklyenglishwords.com. Now, are you ready for this episode? Well then, let's jump right into today's episode. Hey, Julie, how are you?
Hi, I'm excellent. Thank you. How are you?
I am doing really, really good. I had a really nice weekend. Very restful. I think your weekend was restful too, yeah?
My weekend was quite restful. Yeah. First weekend in a while. That's been pretty slow, pretty relaxing. So yeah, it was good.
Yes. Every once in a while, we need those weekends where we do absolutely nothing.
Yes.
Good stuff. Well, our topic for this week is environmental problems. So between this episode and the next episode, we're going to kind of go over some things. And again, for those listening, remember, the purpose of these episodes is to help you all learn how to speak fluently about various topics in English. So Julie and I, we're going to talk about environmental problems. And Julie, I let you know before that I'm not really into talking about the environment, but because I love the students, because we love the students, we want to help them with some new vocabulary. So we're going to get started. Julie, I want to ask you question number one. Has exposure to pollution affected your health in any way?
I am sure that exposure to pollution has affected my health in some way. I'm not exactly sure how. During my time, we talked a little bit about it, and I'm sure you'll also mention, but during my time in China, I think that was the only country I lived in where the pollution was like visibly noticeable. Like the air pollution. So if I'm talking about air pollution, you could like actually see the air pollution. So for the most part, the air pollution or level of pollution in Canada is relatively low. Like the air is pretty fresh, pretty clean, because there is a lot of empty space. So I think that when I was in Canada, I noticed pollution a little bit less, but there's also pollution in the water and on the road and different things. But if I'm just talking about air pollution, I guess it's affected me, but I don't know really how to measure how much it has affected me or not, if that makes sense. Like I haven't developed illness or allergies due to exposure to pollution. So
yeah,
what about you?
Similar. So I live in Maryland. So I'll speak about my hometown or state first, and then about my experience when I was in Korea. Maryland is, you know, pretty nice. It's a smaller state. It's long, but we have a lot of trees. So we don't necessarily have issues with pollution as much. But like my friends who live in California, they've talked about all the pollution that they experience, you know, because there's so many cars driving on the highway and things like that. So I never really was concerned with pollution, like air pollution at all. But when I went to Korea, during the last part of my time in Korea is when I was really affected by the pollution. So for those listening, I'll say the Korean version is misaemonji, and that's yellow dust translated is yellow dust. And it actually came from, ironically, China. And I'm sure those who are listening from either China or Korea, you're very well aware of these terms. So they would always, our students and other Korean teachers would always warn us to wear masks. So now because of the pandemic, we're all used to wearing masks. But in Korea, prior to the pandemic, a lot of people wore masks during certain parts of the year. As Americans, we were like, psh, we're okay. We don't need a mask. Like we're not going to get affected because it looked clear outside. Every once in a while, it would be kind of hazy, right? They're kind of like an overcast. But however, during my last few years in Korea, I got really affected by the pollution to where like I couldn't talk. Like it was so thick in the air that I got a sore throat. Then it progressively got worse. And then I had a difficult time speaking in class. And it was because I hadn't been wearing a mask. Like a lot of the foreign teachers, like Americans, Canadians, or like British, we weren't wearing masks. But after that, that year specifically, we all started wearing masks. I was proud to put my mask on my face so that I could save my voice. So yeah, that was when I realized the detrimental effects of air pollution when you're in certain areas. So yeah, I think it does affect us a lot.
I don't think that I was in China long enough to experience the same effects, but I can imagine what you're saying. And it's crazy to think like, it's just because you can't see something. You don't really think about the effects of it until I guess it's a bit too late, but luckily it wasn't permanent. There was no permanent damage done. Yeah. So
I was happy about that too. Okay, well then, what do you think we can do to help prevent pollution? There are some types of pollution that we can help prevent. What do you think we can do?
There are practical things that we can do, like carpooling, for example. These are practical things. So obviously driving your car less, using public transit, walking, carpooling are some of the simple things that you can think of. There's pollution from factories, manufacturing plants, from airplanes. These things are sort of beyond our control, beyond the control of the average person, I would say. So things like within our power that we can actually do on a day-to-day basis would mostly be to reduce the amount of trash and litter that we produce, and how often we drive, what type of car or vehicle you drive. These are things that the average person could be aware of and control. I think so.
That's a good point. I was going to mention the car thing too. When you said that, it's like, yeah, that's true. Like, honestly, like outside of limiting the amount of time we drive, you know, or like try to get in someone else's car or walk or ride a bike. When it comes to air pollution specifically, I think that's kind of the best thing to limit the amount of time you're driving. When it comes to other types of pollution, like I guess related to, and we're going to get into this in the next question, like littering or like, you know, like plastic bottles or waste or bags. You know, if you're driving somewhere, you may see somebody has tossed their food trash outside. I think those things can be eliminated just by caring about your environment. I think the main thing is when it comes to air pollution, just limiting the amount of time you're driving or have an electric car or a hybrid car, like we talked about in a few episodes in the past. So, yeah. Well, I mentioned litter. Are there litter laws where you live? I feel like there are in Dubai. Like, is there a penalty if you litter?
Yes, there are laws regarding litter here. And I think they're actually pretty strict. Or maybe it's just that the place is so new that people follow them. Like simple things like you can't spit your gum on the sidewalk and things like this. And people don't do it. And there are fines for littering in most places. I'm not sure if they're enforced, but because they're clearly stated, people just follow them. Yeah. And I think it's kind of like people sort of follow the crowd. So if you don't see anyone else throwing things on the street, you're not going to throw things. You're not going to be the only one to be littering and throwing things on the street. So there are litter laws. It's not allowed. They also have cleaners everywhere, like sweeping and like scraping gum off of things. And it's a little excessive, but the place is very clean. So I guess the litter laws are effective because there's not a lot. Yeah. And it's actually funny because when I go to other cities, like I think last year or the year before I went to Europe and I went to like 5 different countries and I noticed litter on the street. Like before when I lived in Canada, I wouldn't really notice that. It's not the first thing that I would see, but I noticed how much trash there was on the streets. And I was like, wow, I was shocked because it was just something I never paid attention to before.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. You notice it when you see something different, you notice what was going on in your own town. I'm trying to think when I was in Korea, littering. When I was in Korea, the thing that I noticed the most was that people spit on the ground a lot. That was the main thing that I'm we were like, a lot of the Americans were like, it was like hawk spitting. I guess you can hawk spitting, guys. You can look that up, or you can, again, for those listening, remember, guys, we have a lot of new words and expressions. We always explain them to you. You go to the weeklyenglishwords.com website, join the membership, and every time Teacher Julie has video explanations for all the new words and expressions, including I guess hawk spit. Hawk spitting is like, it really just makes my flesh crawl, like just bringing up a lot of mucus and stuff and just spitting is a lot. But that was something that I think we didn't pay attention to any litter on the ground. It was the spitting that really threw us off when we were in Korea. But again, like it was just, I guess, culture. I don't know. Older guys just kind of did it all the time. So outside of that.
Yes, I've seen that in many places as well.
Yeah. Nope. Not my cup of tea. Do you know about any anti-pollution programs in your community?
Anti-pollution, I'm not sure. Honestly, I'm not aware of any, if they exist. But there are, I guess there are recycling systems in place, but this is not so much anti-pollution. This is more just a recycling system. Anti-pollution here, not that I know of, and honestly in Canada, not that I know of, but it is kind of part of our education in Canada to not pollute, to respect the environment. Like it's just something we learn when we're little in school. Like we learn how to compost and we learn that we should plant trees all of these lovely sweet things. Like I learned actually these things in kindergarten. And it's funny because like at the time you don't realize that you're being taught to respect the environment and respect the planet. Like we even hatched like butterfly cocoons. Aww. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And we like released the butterflies and stuff. Like just being taught to respect the environment in general. So not necessarily just about pollution and littering, but I think that like it's just an underlying part of our education that we sort of just know that like it's bad to pollute. It's not good to do this. So of course people still do it, but for the most part, I think we respect the environment quite a lot in general.
Yeah. For me, I don't know of any anti-pollution programs. Like I don't know of anybody outside kind of like picketing, like, hey, we want to make sure we're not polluting the environment. I think recycling is a big thing. And I feel like that in and of itself is quote unquote anti-pollution. Like instead of, you know, making our environment worse and having all of these, you know, like plastic bottles in the ocean and stuff, let's recycle so we can actually reuse things. I think that's the only ongoing and I guess program that's out in the forefront, I think around the world, that is basically anti-pollution program. From what I know, I think it's that, just the recycling. We talked about recycling in a previous episode, actually. And we talked about how recycling is done in our own hometowns and also when we were overseas. But I want to know your opinion. Again, we know that recycling does help eliminate or decrease the amount of pollution that's in our world. Why do you think we should recycle? Do you think it's like just because of pollution, or do you think there are other reasons why we should recycle?
No, there are many reasons. Like we have so many materials and resources that can be reused and made into other things. So even like everyday materials like carton boxes and bags and even clothes nowadays are made from recycled materials. So it's a waste when you can literally like even common chain stores like H&M, they have a line of clothes that's made from recycled materials and it's like a conscious line and there's a recycling symbol on the tag. So it's like literally like a normal plain t-shirt. And it looks exactly the same, but it's made from recycled material. So I think when we think of recycling, we think of like glass and plastic, but there's so many items that can be recycled because I guess the definition of recycling would be to take something and use a material to make a new thing, right? So it's not just plastic and glass and paper. So of course, it's great for the environment, but like if you can use an item to make a new item, why would you not do it? So I think it's just like, it's just wasteful if you, and it's a waste of resources. It's a waste of money. It's so, I think there are many benefits. In addition, of course, to the environment.
I think also recycling helps an individual think about others more than themselves. Like not to get like too deep into it, but what I noticed like when I was overseas in Korea, and I mentioned it again in a previous episode, the fact that we had to really think about everything when we went to the trash can, like this is paper, all right, this is plastic bottle plastic, this is plastic bag plastic, like everything had to be separated. It was a constant reminder that what I was doing was helping the next individual, the garbage man, actually have an easier job. So I think it really changed the way of thinking, like not just tossing things like whatever, they'll take care of this, but more of like, okay, hey, not like teamwork, but it kind of felt like teamwork. Like even when I, if I went outside and I met the guy that was a trash guy, like, hey, okay, here's the plastics. All right, here are the, I felt like I was actually doing something good and helping somebody else accomplish their I guess their goal.
You know what? I agree with you. I agree with you. And that's actually one of the reasons why, like, okay, when I came here to Dubai, I had already like developed the habit of recycling things, right? So here they have some trash cans outside where you have like one section for plastic, one section for paper, one section for whatever, other things. And I was always separating things, okay, because it was a habit. And I was also like, you know, if you don't separate it, someone else is going to have to sift through these things and separate them, right? And then one day I saw the garbage man emptying all of the separated compartments into one bag anyway. So I was like, like I still do it. I still put things in the designated like place. But I was just so disappointed. It was like after like 2 years. And then I just one day saw a man emptying and it was almost like just a charade, like just for show, like, oh, we recycle. Yeah. And then I'm like, no, you don't, because it's not nice. So I don't know like what the reality actually is here. But like you said, like at home, you know, if you don't separate your trash, someone else has to do it. But apparently that's not the case everywhere. So
like you didn't want to say anything, but inside you're like, how dare he? How dare
and
he?
That, but he was like, that was his job. He was just like, well, like it wasn't even, it was just the way it was. Like, so I think it was more just for show, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. I'm glad that you still did it. You know,
I still do it to this day, but I don't know what's actually happening after I leave the item thing.
Yeah. All right. So then you said that you separate your trash, like recycling. So we all know, like with water, like bottled water is something that, you know, we have a ton of bottles in my house as well. Like after we drink water, we recycle, of course. And I'm sure that you guys have a lot of bottled water too. Do you usually drink bottled water or like filtered water? Do you know what I mean? Like sometimes they have the filter coming from the sink. I guess there's different ways of trying to help the environment. But do you use bottled water a lot?
So at home in Canada, I just drank tap water. Mm-hmm. And it was fine. And I grew up drinking tap water and it was absolutely okay. And there was nothing wrong with it. I never got sick and it just tasted normal. And then there was like the period where there was like the Brita filter. I don't know if you guys have that. So you have it.
This is my
there it is.
Brita filter. Da, da, da.
Yes. So then my family got a Brita filter and then we were like, wow, this is revolutionary. But I just drank tap water and then Brita water. And I was always just fine with tap water, but here in Dubai, you cannot drink the tap water. So you have to drink bottled water. So I actually have in my apartment a water dispenser with these big like 5 gallon bottles of water that they deliver once a week. And so I drink from that, but I use a lovely reusable bottle that I just got. Yeah. I normally use these bottles, like washable, this steel or glass or whatever, or a plastic bottle, but it's a reusable plastic bottle. So here it's changed because there's no option.
Yeah. But
at home, just normal. I guess you drink filtered water.
Here's the thing. Back in the day, I also drank tap water. I was like, I don't know if you remember this, like being outside, like if you're playing outside with your friends, we used to get the water hose like that. You turn the water hose on and you drink as much water as you want. Yeah. But then there was this period where I remember when the water bottles, like the bottled water came in and it was like, why are we paying for water? But then, you know, now it becomes the thing and you're like, let's go to Costco or Sam's Club in America to get our, you know, bottles of water or whatever. But yeah, I got the Brita filter because honestly, I was like, I feel like I'm saving money. I'm paying $20-something for this filter and you're going to last me 2 or 3 months. And I drink a lot of water. So that's why I started using the Brita filter. I mean, it's nice. Did I do it to save the environment? You know what? I think in the back of my mind as well. Look, before I was like, I don't really care. I think there is a part of me that's like, well, I can save bottles. Like I can just use this and save bottles. I'm not sure if it was for the environment completely or it was just like, this is a little bit, what is the word you use when... not annoying, but you have so many things to do. I'm thinking of the word in Korean, guys. I can't remember it in English, so oh well. So I was like,
convenient, inconvenient.
There, come on now, English teacher. Yes. That's what I was trying to think of. Yes, I said it in Korean. So it was a little bit inconvenient to have all the random bottles. So I just got one filter and it works.
I agree. Like, I think it depends on where I am, but
Yeah, it was the same in Korea. I had to do the bottled water in Korea. All right. So then let me ask you this question. In your opinion, what's the most important issue facing the environment today? Like environmental issue. What do you think is the biggest one?
I think it's like destruction of natural areas and natural resources and as well wildlife. Like that's my opinion. I'm not an expert, but I think like even there was fires, I think, there's fires every year in
California.
This is one example, just one example of wildfires. Also, there's wildfires in Australia. So this is, for me, like, it's huge amounts of natural resources and nature and wildlife being completely destroyed for nothing at all. Like, and that for me is terrible. I think that that's, I think it's the biggest issue or the worst issue, because it's something that's kind of uncontrollable. Whereas pollution, there are things we can do as human beings to reduce it. Like, if we are educated, if we're aware, if there are products and services and other things available to help us, we can do that. But just natural disasters, I guess, destroying huge amounts of the earth is, for me, but that's also a result of, like, many other things. But yeah, I think that's the worst, more the biggest thing.
As you were talking, I was thinking about, like, you know how they have the nature programs, like with the polar bears, like they're, you know, the I know, they're so cute, but it's like, you know, the ice is melting. They don't have enough. Like, so it's like a lot of things are being, you know, animals are being affected. Yeah. So yeah, I totally agree with that. I think when it starts affecting the animals, it does really kind of hit home. Like, man, like, we got to take care of the animals. Like, we got to make sure they're okay.
Like, in this day and age, animals are still becoming extinct. Which is ridiculous. Like, for if it's because they don't have, like, their habitat is destroyed or their home is destroyed, like, that's outrageous. So for me, like, also hunting is a separate thing, but, like, environmental issues causing animals to become extinct is ridiculous in this day and age where people know what's going on. So
For me, so yes, I do love the animals. I love the animals. The most important issue facing the environment today, again, I think it's going back to the, like, I guess it would be more like global warming, I guess, because, which is coming up next, actually, because that's what's causing, like, the icebergs to melt. And, you know, like, it's changing the look of our world as well. And what I've noticed, so I'm from Maryland, like the Maryland, DC area, we have four seasons. And usually in winter, like, it's midwinter right now. Like, usually around the coldest month in Maryland, it's February right now. I have short sleeves on. Granted, I'm inside, but even in the winter when you're inside with the heat on, you still should wear, like, long sleeves. But the weather is changing. Like, I was outside a few days ago and my jacket was open. Like, that never happens. But then my friends in Texas had a snowstorm. And then in Arizona, it snowed. So, like, these are states that normally didn't get snow for real. So you're seeing this imbalance in the environment. So again, I think it's more with global warming and how, I guess, atmospheric pressure and things going on in the weather, like, those things are really affecting a lot of aspects of our world, not just the weather, but even, like, our animals and stuff too.
So,
The next question was going to be, what is global warming? So I'll let you answer that, since I kind of got into it.
Sure, yeah. Thank you for introducing the topic.
My pleasure.
So it's basically like the increase in the temperature of the planet, basically. And some people argue that it's not a real thing, and some people argue that it is a real thing, but it's a very hot topic in general. Yeah, like climate change and global warming. So
Yeah, it is a hot topic. Since I kind of already gave a little bit of an opinion on that one, I'll answer the next one. The next question is us talking about, do I think it's real? Yes, I do think that global warming is real. How can I word this politically, in a politically correct way? I think it's real. I do think that there are things that have been done to manipulate the weather, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Like, I think that, yes, our world is changing, the earth is changing, you know, and things are being affected. But I do think that science is amazing. Like, there are scientists that are extremely intelligent, and I think they're testing things, which is what they have to do. But I think some of the things that have been done have kind of altered our environment and kind of affected global warming as well, whether it sped it up, or I do think that's the case. I don't know.
I'm actually sure that that's the case. Like, I'll give an example of the weather being manipulated here in Dubai. There's something called cloud seeding, where like you basically make rain. And that has been, that's a thing here. Like, it's clear. Yeah. It's not a secret.
Yeah.
And Dubai is a desert. So since I moved here, the amount of rain has increased significantly.
Wow.
And also the infrastructure doesn't support rain. So like the drainage systems and things, like things break, flood, like when there's rain. So if you're going to make rain, like you have to be ready for it. But yes, there's a lot of things. there's a lot of things that are done to manipulate weather. And that's just one example. So I'm sure that there are many, many more in many different places. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I saw a YouTube video. I didn't want to go into too much, but I was like, I saw a YouTube video where a guy was showing that they made a cloud and they made rain. And I was like, what in the world? What's going on right now?
It's but, yeah. Like scary. Yeah.
It is a little bit like, if you can do this with this little small cloud right here, I mean, you watched it happen and then what happens bigger. So yeah, there's a lot going on behind the scenes. Yeah, I agree. All right. Final question for you, Julie. How is pollution affecting the environment in your country today? So you can either say Canada or the current country you're living in, or you can choose. Mm-hmm.
In Canada, I'm not sure, honestly. I really don't know how it's affecting the environment. I think that the last time I went home was actually just over 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I didn't notice any significant change from when I lived there at that mm-hmm. time, 3 years ago. So I can't say really. Mm-hmm. Here in Dubai, I think that the effects of pollution will be clear in the future mm-hmm. because Dubai is a super new place. And I mentioned, like, I don't know the reality of the recycling. Like, I'll tell a quick story. You know, Earth Day.
Yeah.
So a couple of years ago, there was like the school kids, little school kids had an Earth Day like festival in my area. Yeah. And I was like, okay, cool. And I went there. I was like, that's so nice. Like, and it was actually Earth Day and Earth Hour, where you're supposed to switch off the lights like for 1 hour.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Yeah. So they organized like this huge event. Like there was like a radio station live there and blah, blah, blah. And they had these flashing lights. And I was like, what is this? Like, it looked like a concert. Okay. But it was like elementary school kids having an Earth Day event or festival. And when I went there, basically like everything was individually, they were giving out cookies, like cans of pop or soda. They were giving out these little pins to pin on your shirt, but everything was like wrapped in plastic individually. The pins had a battery with flashing lights on them. During Earth Hour, the lights around went off, and then these bright blue like laser lights were turned on. So for me, it was like, yeah, because it's a totally different thing in Canada. Like, and this just goes to show that, like, I think that in some countries, if you're not aware of the effects of pollution, then people don't react because they don't know. So like here, it was supposed to be an event teaching kids about, you know, protect the environment, don't pollute, do this. But what they were doing was actually polluting, and actually like it was light pollution as well, which is a thing. Like it was just so counterproductive. And the poor little kids, like, you know, they were proud. They were putting on a production and they thought they were like, you know, we're saving the environment, but actually it was so wasteful and people were throwing stuff on the ground. And I think that they missed the whole point. So I think that the effects of pollution will be seen here later because now when you walk around, it's clean, everything is fresh and shiny and beautiful, but it's a very new place. There's people constantly cleaning up. And I don't know what's happening to the trash. I don't know if there are landfills. I don't know about recycling plants. True. So I don't actually know. And there's desert all around. So it could be that there are landfills around. So I think the effects will be seen by future generations. Unfortunately. Yeah.
Wow. That's a good point. Wow. Yeah. Poor little munchkins.
Yeah. Like they were so proud. And I was like, no, just no.
For where I'm living right now, America or Maryland, the state I live in, I honestly can't say. I mean, I feel like it hasn't really changed too much in speaking about like littering, or I mean, people are always littering no matter where you go in America. People are always going to be littering and, you know, it's picked up and stuff. Yeah, honestly, I think people have recycled more over the past few years. Yeah, outside of that, I haven't seen any like obvious effects of pollution in my area. So, no, just I think people are more mindful, I guess, as far as like recycling. Again, those that litter, you know, there's always one bad apple in the bunch. So, yeah. Good stuff. Well, Julie, thank you so much. This turned out to be a very interesting conversation for both of us.
Thank you. Yeah, the topic is growing on you, I think. It sounds like you have a lot to say about it.
Yeah, ironically, I did. Well, good stuff. Well, students, I hope you guys realize that as well. Again, guys, our goal again is to help you learn how to speak fluently about these various topics in English. So don't forget to come back for the next episode where Julie and I were going to go over 5 of the expressions or words that were used during our conversation. And if you want the full list and the full video compilation, you can go to weeklyenglishwords.com. Julie, thank you so much again for joining.
Thank you for having me.
All right, we'll talk to you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
I really hope you enjoyed this episode. Remember, if you want to see video explanations for all of the words and expressions that were used in today's episode, all you have to do is join the Weekly English Words membership by going to www.weeklyenglishwords.com. Once again, that's www.weeklyenglishwords.com. This has been Teacher Tiffany with the Speak English with Tiffany podcast. Until next time, remember to speak English.